Aircheckdownloads.com.
All right, hi there, pop pickers. It's Jake and Jolie. It's Sunday. It's 4 o'clock, which means it's Pick of the Pops.
Let's go back 40 years to September 30th, 1967, and take a look how the top five looked on Radio 1's first ever chart.
At five, The Small Faces, Ichiku Park.
At four, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Reflections.
The first ever chart on Radio 1 at 3, it was The Move, Flowers in the Rain.
At 2, Keith West, excerpt from a teenage opera.
Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect.
And the first ever number one single on Radio 1 was The Last Waltz by Engelbert Humperdinck.
Too lonely people together. I'm in love with you. The last waltz should last forever.
So today we're looking back at 40 years of the chart show on Radio 1. You're going to love what we've got for you between now and 7 o'clock.
We'll tell you more about that in a minute, but first, though, let's play last week's official number one single. It was Sean Kingston and Beautiful Girls.
Your way too.
So that's the official number one single on Radio 1, Sean Kingston with Beautiful Girls. We'll tell you who's number one on Radio 1's 40th birthday at 6:45 tonight.
Over.
Established 1967.
Right, so here we are then. We're taking a look at 40 years of the charts on Radio 1. It's a retro special today, with each chart show retro looking back at the biggest stories and tracks on the chart with the help of two top 40 legends. They can only be Mark Goodyear and Bruno Brooks.
We'll also be counting down the biggest tracks over the last 40 years to find out the most played single on Radio 1 ever. And from 6 o'clock onwards, we need your help.
So the deal on this, before iPods and downloading, everybody in the country, and I mean everybody, will record the top 10 every week. And we want to recreate that one last time.
So between now and six, we need you to find something to record it on. Maybe an old cassette machine, or perhaps a fancy computer, that'll do. But we want the whole nation to get involved.
Right, let's get cracking then with the first chart show retro today on Radio 1. This one is looking back at the biggest artists in chart history. So we're talking about bands and stars who've had the most chart hits and the most number ones over the past 40 years.
So then it's over to Radio 1 chart show legends, Mark Goodyear and Bruno Brooks.
Radio 1, established 1967.
Radio 1.
UK Top 40 with Mark Goodyear.
One of the things about the chart is you can't let your personal taste interfere with your delivery of it. And you also have to remember you're doing a job, which is to relate to the people who bought these records where their musical pop heroes are, whether they're cool or not cool. Westlife, what they are is they are great singers, and you know, their success, I mean, you don't need to justify their success, it was absolutely enormous. You know, there were occasions, I'm sure, when we'd rather they hadn't stayed at number one for weeks and weeks, but you know, that even now they can get to number one and sell records in a good week.
Radio 1 FM.
Radio 1.
Hello, everybody. This is Elvis. I'm especially proud of all my friends in Great Britain, and I hope to be able to bring you the kind of songs and pictures that you like. Thanks from the bottom of my heart, and send my best wishes for your good health and happiness always. You ain't nothing but a
hound dog. AirCheckDownloads.com.